Well, I think there's just two different ways of looking at what's going on. I think Justice Alito believes that the protesters were intentionally trying to inflict harm, that their speech was hateful, it didn't contribute to public discourse. They were essentially using the funeral as a way to get out their hateful message. And as a result, it was more like an assault, or the offensive message was sort of assaultive and brutal in nature. So his view is that it doesn't contribute to public discourse and therefore can be regulated. So I think he's looking more at their behavior and attributing to it a malicious, hateful intent, whereas what the majority is saying is, look, because of the distance from which they were speaking, because of the nature of what they were saying, yes, it's offensive. It may have even been hurtful, but without more, something like actual harassment or physical harassment or something along those lines, we can't punish offensive messages assuming that there's some sort of malicious intent there, that it's just too dangerous to go down that road.